The atmosphere in the iCubed office is pretty laid back. Almost everybody wears jeans, even the president and CEO, Donald Thompson Jr.
One of the things that is, I guess, a nice thing is that the dress code, I would definitely say, is business casual. We don't typically like, you know, flip-flops necessarily, but we want people to be comfortable and productive.
Thompson doesn't mind putting on a tie, though.
But we have clients that want to spend a couple million bucks with us, we'll dress up. We'll dress up. How about that?
Despite the attire, Thompson says their sleeves are always rolled up, developing computer software and systems to help companies run better. They're willing to do what some other companies won't do.
We decided that we might have to take a little bit less profit in the short term for longer-term contracts that would help us weather the storms that we've all been through over the last couple of years.
iCubed was founded by NC State graduate Grant Willard in 1984. Thompson has been with the company for 16 years.
In that period of time, the company has had to have several different points of reinvention. And so I certainly would say that iCubed is an innovative organization in that we've been able to see technology trends and develop products and or services that take advantage of those trends.
5 years ago, iCubed had a staff of fewer than 20 people. Today, there are about 80 employees at the Centennial Campus office, and Thompson says they're hiring. But innovation comes at a price. You can't just walk off the street and get a job at iCubed or any of the other similar companies in the Research Triangle region, where the unemployment rate is lower than in the rest of the state. Al D'Elia is a senior advisor to Governor Bev Perdue. He says the jobs-skills imbalance is a challenge.
And that's the challenge right now. We are still an economy in transition. North Carolina probably as much so as any state in the union. And until we make that transition, until we have more of our young people focusing on innovation, focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math skills, we will continue to have jobs available that we don't have enough people to fill.
Tony Peace is vice president of business development for iCubed. He joined the company in 2005.
You know, what I tell people is if they want a challenge that they're not sure they can handle, come get it.
Just make sure you've got the skills and not just the drive. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.